hanging clear. Just like the fly paddle hanging there, well, you could hang it up like that, be out the way, be a nice place.
What about, though, say if the broom was in a corner and the door was open, you'd say, so you couldn't see the broom, you'd say the broom was where? Is what the door? It was?
Well, behind the door. The broom would be behind the door.
Okay.
If the door was open, it'd be behind the door. In the corner, they call it.
And say if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
shut it.
Okay. And a woman might say if her house was all messed up, she'd say I have to
have to clean it up.
Okay. And the top part of the house is called
the top part of the house is called the roofing. Talking about on top. You talking about tip top or up right the ceiling?
Well,
on top is the roofing. That's the ceiling. What they call the ceiling, and in the middle, under the bottom, and the top is the roofing. Roof.
What about a little room just underneath the roof, or that area between the ceiling and the?
Oh, that's what they call a loft.
That's
the loft up there.
And some houses, you know, have something along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
Them gutter, they call them gutter dream.
How are they put on the roof?
Nail on it, or screwed on it. Now they screw them on, crack, or nail them on and put them right where the water runs out there. And it's a valley like it. You don't want the water to fall everywhere all along the front of the yard or something like that. When it comes to maybe air corner you want, it comes down in a gutter and goes out of ditch or go out of pipe and go to where you want. And sometimes when it's raining, cold rain, well, he'll fall on your window so till you can't pull them up. But if you got them gutters on that edge, water won't fall off the top of the house, it just run that gutter. More than off. It just has to be a blowing rain to blow against your window.
What's the valley you mentioned? What?
The valley, what purpose is the valley?
Well, what is it exactly?
Oh, it's a galvanized tin. Now, but it used to be made out of 2x6s, take a 2x6. Well, that's the way we got our drinking water. See, if your well went bad, the man didn't decide to dig water. You take two 2x6s and nail them together like a hog trough and put a little drop on them and put a barrel on the lower end of it. And if you didn't get much rain, all that little bit and the dust would run in there together. You see, it would run in there and you got to take a dip and dip it out till it got too low. But the road so bad till you could go up there and dig up dust in your hand like in a bucket. Put in a bucket up out the law. Of course, the road houses right on the road. Houses wasn't no setting off no road because people kept this back in the farm on. All around the road, and a wagon passed by, a big wind. Out there, dust just blow all through the house. Be settled on top of the house and come to the rain. The water right in that valley. If it didn't, you had to pull water from something we call a spring, which was a hole maybe. Might be a half mile, a mile from your house, but it's a spring, what they call it, and it had good blue water all the time. It's just
blue?
A running stream.
Blue? What do you mean?
Blue, you know, just like it's so clear. So clear and blue is called what they call a spring. You can go there in August and you can get this cold water, you can get out of deep freeze now.